So before I get going, I just wanted to say all the code that you see me demonstrate is on GitHub. I'll put this up at the end so you can follow along. Once we're done. But I'm not going to go into detail in terms of the code. I just want to kind of introduce you to the concepts and leave you to it. So when you're writing your first bot application, you've got a decision to make about the type of tools you use, right? Because there's loads of different tools that you can use. You can use Q&A Maker, you can use Form Flow, you can use Dialogues, which we'll be talking about today. And it really depends on your type of business scenario that you're trying to solve. So just to kind of give you an idea, I've tried to draw out this in a graph just to kind of visualize how easy it is to implement. And then how much flexibility you get from each mechanism you're using. So if we start with the very simplest, so this is a question and answer. You as a user ask your bot a question, what are your opening hours? And the answer comes back, and that's the end of the conversation. You can continue the conversation, but there's no sort of state between the different parts of the conversation. So it's really simple. It's basically command and control. We then have this other idea where, maybe we're capturing some information about a user, maybe we're capturing information about an inquiry. And this is really, really, the way we like to explain it is by saying it's akin to a web form. So if you guys have got web forms on your intranet or your public website, and people can submit inquiries, you can deliver a bot using Form Flow to give you the same kind of behavior, and it's very, very low friction. We then have Dialogues, which is a little bit more complex, so you can see it's sort of moving along the x-axis down here, but it gives you a really high level of flexibility in terms of what you can deliver. So you're not constrained by question and answer. You're not constrained by, is it a form? You can build up these really sort of layered, rich interactions using Dialogues. And then if you want to go really crazy, you can roll your own bespoke implementation. And that's kind of not using any of these components. You're writing your own state management. You're writing your own persistence between parts of the conversation. It gives you a lot of flexibility, but it's really, really a lot of effort to implement. So we're going to be focusing on this kind of area in the middle, which gives you a really good level of flexibility, but it's quite low effort to implement once you've understood these sort of core ideas. So in order to kind of build up this understanding, I've got an example of a banking bot. So you guys at the back, you might struggle to see the text on here, just fair warning. Is it all right? So I'll just talk you through this example. So we've got a banking bot. The banking bot can give you a balance of your current account or your savings account, or maybe you can make a payment, right? So it's very simple. So the very first thing we do, we have these the kind of entry point into the application. So I've called that the main dialogue here. Yeah. And then the bot can, as part of that dialogue, can say, would you like to make payment or check balance? Hopefully you can see this at the back. So again, we're still in this main dialogue. The user's come back and he said, I'd like to make a payment. Okay, so at this point, we then transition into this make payment dialogue. So the fact this looks like a stack is intentional because this dialogue stack is a stack, basically. That's kind of the key concept I want you to get in your heads. So now we're into this make payment dialogue, and the bot is saying, okay, who would you like to pay? The user comes back and says, this account number. The conversation's continued. It's capturing information about how much we're going to pay and who we're going to pay. And then we confirm, the bot confirms, and then once it's complete, it removes this dialogue from the stack. Okay? So we go back, we transition back to this main dialogue and continue the conversation. you know, as we were doing before we asked to make a payment. We can then go in a loop, and you know, the bot can say, okay, I've done that for you. Would you like to do anything else? The user can say, yeah, I'd like to check balance maybe. And at that point, we then transition into another dialogue, which is check balance dialogue. Now, at this point, we're inside the check balance dialogue. The bot can say, you know, branch off again and say, would you like to check the current or the savings account? And the user says current, and then we, you know, we add another layer to this dialogue stack. So, you know, the key thing here is we've got this stack of dialogues building up, and as we're working with the user, we're building up that conversation, we're adding to and removing from. Okay, and you know, that can go on forever. So to kind of make this work, to deliver this layering of dialogues and, you know, this rich conversation, we use dialogue transitions. So if you have a look on the bot framework documentation, there's a good level of detail in terms of what these do, but I just wanted to call out these important ones. First of all, there's context weight, okay? So if we've sent a message to the user and we're expecting a response back from the user, we use context weight, and that instructs the bot to wait for the user to provide a message. And then once the user's provided a message, it continues the conversation. So that's within the same dialogue. We then have context call and context forward, and that's to call into another dialogue. So where we had the layering of the previous diagram, that's all right. This is really how we deliver that layering. Okay, so the difference between context call and context forward is literally context call just adds something to the top of the stack. Context forward adds it to the stack and then passes some data into it. So it might be some state about, you know, the conversation so far. It might be maybe, you know, the user's banking information. I don't know. You know, it's obviously very application specific. And then finally, when we're done, we literally call context done, and that completes the dialogue and removes it from the stack. So really just cementing that idea, we've got a stack, we're building up these layers, and then when we're done, we take things off, and we kind of continue on the conversation. Does that make sense to everyone? Good. So I've got a demo here, really, just to kind of cement some of these ideas. As I say, I'm not going to go into this in detail because it'll bore you to death. What I'm going to do is really show you the bits of code that we've talked about, and then you can go off and in your own time, you can have a look and sort of get your head around it. Okay. So if you just bear with me while I switch to my desktop. Hopefully it'll come back on. There we go. So I've got a really simple boss here just to kind of encapsulate what we've just seen. So we've got a banking bot. We need to basically layer up this conversation with the different branches of the conversation. So the starting position, and you know, some of you guys will be at different points, you know, in the bot framework journey. Some of you already understand that a bot application has an API. Right, a web API, and that's kind of how, you know, how the whole process has started. So just kind of jumping in from that, we have our web API controller here. You can see it's just the standard .NET web API controller. Inside there, we pass the activity by bot framework. And so all we do is we basically transition into our main dialogue using this line of code, okay? So the main dialogue, remember, is the very first part of the conversation. So whenever we get someone, so a new user talking to us, we go into this main dialogue. Okay, and then if I go into main dialogue, you can see that there's a couple of things I want to call out. First of all, when we when the dialogue gets launched by Bot Framework, Bot Builder, this is the very first thing that's called. So we get this start async method called. And this is our opportunity really to kind of engage with the user and, you know, introduce ourselves, you know, do whatever you need to, and then wait for a message to come in. Okay, so here what we're doing is we're using the state transition, and we're saying wait for the user to send a message, right? And once that message has been received, so we're saying context wait message receive start. Once that message has been received, then we're just sending some information back to the user to kind of continue the conversation. Pretty straightforward. So one thing I want to call out is Bot Framework will automatically serialize these dialogues. So it'll store them inside its fabric. Okay, so it takes care of state management and scaling across multiple instances and all of that for you. All you need to do is make sure you implement serializable. Okay, so you know .NET developers, you guys should be familiar with that. So if I just jump into this message receive start, so what I'm doing here is I'm creating a card, and a card is just a way to engage with your users, right? So rather than, you know, just sending text, I'm sending a card which they can interact with. Got a number of buttons on there. So I'm just introducing myself, and then I'm saying, you know, would you like to check your balance or, you know, make a payment? Pretty simple stuff. And then after I sent that message to the users, I'm doing another state transition. I'm waiting for them to, you know, respond to that message, basically. Once they've responded, we come into this callback. And that, this is where we kind of add our business branching logic, if you like. So this is, you know, here I'm, this is a really simple example where I'm just doing string comparison, but obviously, you know, in a more, you know, business-related scenario, you're going to have more logic in there. So here I'm saying, if the text equals check balance, then we transition, again, transitioning into this check balance dialogue. The same for make payment dialogue. The one thing that I want to call out here is that as part of context call, we also provide a call back. And this is a thing, this thing here. This is a thing that Bot Framework will call after we call context done on the child dialogue, okay? So when we call context done on the child dialogue, we come back into here and we kind of go in a loop. That makes sense. So you remember back to the diagram, we had this loop where you could make a payment, check your balance, you do one of them, and then it'd go back to the start and it'd say, okay, you know, do you want to do anything else? So this is the thing that delivers that functionality. Okay? So before I demo this, one other thing I want to show you is in each of these dialogues, I've just prefixed, you know, the name of the dialogue in the text. So you guys can see, as we're working through the conversation, which dialogue we're in. Okay, does that make sense to everyone? Hopefully it will when you see it in action. Okay, so I'm just gonna spin this up. So remember, this is just the ASP.NET web API. So I'm going to use a channel emulator. Have you guys all started using the channel emulator? You've all seen this in action, so yeah, good. So I just connect to my endpoint. And then I can send a message. And you can see that it's come back with this visual card. Okay, so this is, you know, just building a bit more richness into your bot. So here I can say, at the moment I'm in main dialogue, yep, so I'm in the root. I can say, okay, I want to check balance. And the bot comes back and it says, you know, which account do you want to check the balance of? Again, we're kind of branching down all these paths. So I can say current account. And it's told me my balance, and then it's come back to the beginning, and it's done that loop. So one other thing I want to show you, and I'll probably jump back to the code in a minute just to kind of show you how this works. But if we try and make a payment, it's going to ask us who we'd like to pay and how much we'd like to pay, right? So I can put a value in here. So I'll pay, a recipient. So I'll say, pay Bob. And I want to pay him £100, okay? So you can see, as part of the make payment dialogue, it's remembered, part of the conversation that I've said, pay Bob and pay him £100. So it's kind of taking care of that persisting the state between different interactions. So if you imagine this conversation could happen over, potentially over days or weeks or, even months, this is something you don't need to worry about because Bot Framework takes care of persisting that across your instances. So just to deliver that, the only thing we need to do is, if I just jump into Make Payment Dialog, again, our Make Payment Dialog is serializable, okay? All dialogues should be serializable. And inside this class, we're just defining two member variables, pay and amount. And as part of the dialog implementation, we're just setting those values, and that's it. That's all we're doing, okay? So in this callback, we're saying pay is this. In this callback, we're saying amount is this. And we're able to retrieve those values from persisted state. Okay. So, did that make sense to everyone? As I say, there was quite a lot of code there, and I'm not expecting you to remember it all. So, next steps for you guys. First of all, I just want to mention the code. If you are interested, take a picture of this. I've also posted this on the Slack channel, so you can get it from there. Gary, who's sat over there, has got a session on Q&A Maker. In about 10 minutes, actually, and then form flow. So if you're interested in maybe building up conversations in a different way, I think Q&A Maker and form flow are a bit more accessible, aren't they? It's good to be aware of all these different mechanisms and choose the most appropriate way for your particular scenario. So definitely check out those two. It'll save you quite a bit of time. Slack on the bottom. I'm on the Slack channel, so if you've got any questions, please send them through. But other than that, I'm going to wrap up.